Productivity, getting it done faster and better. Part 4. Take time to save time. Slowing down to speed up. There's no way to talk about getting it done faster without mentioning pace and tempo. If you have an acting background, then you're probably already familiar with variations in tempo, which in the theater refers to how quickly cues are picked up by our fellow actors, which affects the intensity and energy in the scene. In audiobook narration, you can apply that idea sentence to sentence. How much space is there between the end of one sentence and the beginning of the next? Add to that the notion of pace, the speed at which each word flows into the next, and you have two powerful tools to apply to your text. But to focus on them in such a purely technical way would be a mistake, a pointless distraction. We always want to find the right pace naturally from the writing. Nerves, or two narrators walk into a pub. If you're new to narration, and even if you're a seasoned actor, don't be surprised if you feel some nervous tension creeping into your body when you sit down in front of a mic to narrate. After all, this is a completely different environment from the theater or soundstage, and has different demands from the commercial VO session. Those nerves will easily translate into rushing through the text, not allowing time for adequate breath, visualizations, relationship, and the action-reaction patterns in scenes. It's going to sound rushed. Although it seems counterintuitive, trust me when I say you will speed up when you slow down. How is that possible, you say? When you take adequate time with the text, you'll find you make fewer mistakes and misreads. And thus, you'll get more recorded per hour with fewer mistakes. Remember, that makes you a more economical actor to use, since you require less studio time, both in recording and correction sessions. What works for me is to imagine myself speaking to a concrete someone over a pint of Bass Ale in an Irish pub. I don't know why, but the beer in the pub, especially an Irish pub, just is very potent for me. What this does for me is create an intimate space that I can share with my listener. Depending on the demands of the text, be it first person, third person, or differing degrees of intimacy, I can use more or less distance as I speak by adjusting the particulars of the relationship I create with that listener. I put myself in a pub, but still allow the text to dictate what it requires to be true to my author's intentions. What's at stake? Also, do realize that your listener has to keep up with you. Specifically, they have to be able to see the images you're trying to visualize. Instead of trying to force yourself to slow down, raise the stakes on the act of communicating, and get your focus off of judging yourself. Raise the stakes, you say, but that will make me even more nervous. And that'll be true if you make it about your getting it right. Your attention is focused on you, on judging yourself. So, more accurately put, change the stakes. Put your attention on what the listener needs to see and to know about events and characters related. Imagine them listening. Judge what's essential to the expression of specifics in the text at any particular moment, not your own performance. And so concludes this 4-part series on productivity. Word research, the ignition sequence, turning leaves, and slowing down to speed up. We vets had better watch out. If you start using all of these, we'll have some stiff competition on our hands.